trip around Columbus. When people think of the near north area, Linden is the heart of the north side. Through the decades, it's had its best of times and worst of times. In 1800, Clinton Township was settled as George Stevenson, a Revolutionary War veteran, bought land in the township. More settlers came into Clinton Township. In 1807, an early settler, Frederick Agler, bought 1,000 acres of land in the township. Most of the early settlers of Clinton Township came from New York and Connecticut. Streets in the Linden area, such as Agler, Innes, Core, Shoemaker, Case, Dunoon, Weber, and Huey, were named after the early settlers of Clinton Township. The pioneers and early settlers hunted for food in the woods and got water from the wells of Alum Creek. The first real road was a plank road called Harbor Road, which is present-day Cleveland Avenue, and there was a toll gate where the CCC Highway and Westerville Road met. In the 1890s, businesses in Columbus brought more workers, and many of these workers settled in what would become Linden. In 1901, Linden Heights was incorporated. In 1910, Linden School became part of the Columbus City School District. And in 1921, Linden was annexed into the city of Columbus. In the early part of the 20th century, the Linden community grew, and people started to move away from downtown. Outside of Linden, there are communities in the near north that have long histories. Milo Grogan, which is to the south of Linden, was two communities made into one, named after two men, Milo and Grogan. To the east of Linden, Shepherd was a community founded in the 1850s, named after Dr. William Shepherd, and a sanitarium, which was located at the site of the current Shepherd Branch of the Columbus Metropolitan Library. In 1911, St. Mary of the Springs, a college organized by the Dominican Sisters, moved to the village of Shepherd. In 1964, this college would admit men for the first time, and it changed its name to Ohio Dominican College in 1968. American Addition, to the east of South Linden, was developed around 1898, with the streets being named after distinguished naval officers and installations in the Spanish-American War. By the mid-1920s, American Addition was 90% African-American, and after it was annexed into Columbus in 1959, the community was in blight. From the 1930s to the 1960s, the Cleveland Avenue corridor saw a rise in businesses up and down the street, as well as the development of the subdivisions in North and South Linden. The Northern Lights Shopping Center opened at Cleveland Avenue and Innes Road in 1954. The addition of Northern Lights did not fare well for some of the mom-and-pop shops along the Cleveland Avenue commercial corridor, as they feared the business would be taken away from them. Many of those shops closed or moved out of the neighborhood over the next decade. The construction of Interstate 71 along the west side of Linden led to families moving out of the area starting in the 1960s. The Linden area started a decline over the decades. Factories and plants in adjacent neighborhoods shuttered, and nearby communities like Milo Grogan and American Addition were left neglected and in severe blight. The left in effect on life along the Cleveland Avenue corridor. By 2000, there were neighborhood community leaders looking for a new future for Linden. In the early 2000s, the Four Corners Gateway development at the corner of Cleveland and 11th Avenues was seen as a way to improve the quality of life in Linden, as older structures were replaced with newer commercial buildings and a transit hub. It was designed to be not just a gateway into Linden, but a gateway for growth and prosperity and a national model for urban revitalization. Since 1886, the Ohio State Fairgrounds have been located just to the west of Linden along the Big Four Railroad tracks. And to the north of the fairgrounds is the Ohio Historical Society and the first soccer-specific stadium in the United States, Crew Stadium, home of the Columbus Crew. This has been A Trip Around Columbus.